Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 67. Today is Saturday, May 13th, 2017. Or in future land, of course, it's Sunday, May 14th, because, you know, I'm future. I am your host, Lita. And over there to my right, left, over there, up there, whichever way you want to look, is the man. The man who's been going for... Well, nearly 24. It's over 24 hours because you didn't get a nap in. So, but technically, the stream itself, you've got 56 minutes to go, of your 24 hour stream. So, the Stone, people, give him a round of applause. 23 hours you've been going.
Something drop bears.
Something drop what? Drop bears are good.
Yeah,
you need to watch the Bundaberg Rum Drop Bears commercial.
Okay.
That's Drop Bears. Yeah. But anyway, how are you? You look pretty good. You're awake.
I'm awake.
You are. Yeah. You look so much better than I thought I was going to wake up and be like, you're half passed out, you know, hanging over the chair, being like,
shirt off, hair like.
Yeah, like a bandana around you.
Didn't have like a tie. Yeah.
And like the boys have like done drawings across your forehead. Like, Dad's awake.
The boys have been pushing me right near the end because I've been on this the whole time. And they've been like,
yeah.
What about us?
Yeah.
It's like, I know, man. no, the family has not been in the basement for 24 hours, believe me. They have been around. And folks have. Some folks have even heard my father voice, dad voice.
Yeah. Yep. Zoltz and I heard that quite loud last night.
That was awesome. That was funny. I think I did wake up, though, at 7 a.m. on Friday, and I could not nap. So I am technically on 36 hours straight. So by the end of the stream, of the 24-hour stream, it'll be 37 hours. For anybody that's gonna want to listen to this show, it won't be coming out until Sunday, guaranteed.
Yeah,
and probably Sunday night, because Sunday is Mother's Day. So is it Mother's Day? Happy Mother's Day to your mom. Moms that listen.
Yeah, all the moms, all the dads, aunts, uncles, anyone who does the mothering duty, I think. Which is so awesome.
We're going to eat dim sum, which is Carrie's favorite. I loathe it, but it's Mother's Day, so what are we going to do?
Yeah, well, it's all about her, not about you.
That's right.
you got to wait till Father's Day.
Father's Day, I just let me sleep.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you can't because we've got a show to do. Just saying. Yeah, because... Oh, no, it'll be Father's Day for me. Oh, no, you'll get to sleep. That's right.
Yeah.
Never mind. See, I'm not even awake. This is a worry.
Wakey.
Anyway, yeah, it's a bit like that.
Yeah.
But hey, chat room, thanks everyone for coming along and joining us and also for joining Stone over the last 23 hours.
I'm sorry. I'm looking... at the total bytes sent. And since we've been live, we've streamed 21.84 gigs.
Wow.
Over
nice.
The 23 hours. Crazy.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty cool. All right.
Okay.
So you want to get into it?
Do you want to get into it? Well, I have.
Do you want to get into it, Stone?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
So, yeah, let's get into it. Let's do her. We got 52 minutes roughly.
Okay. All right. So, what did you do this week in WoW?
Okay. Not counting what I did for this for last night or today, I have been focusing a little bit more on my irons because I was able to hit level 70 and actually 71, and now that I'm 71, I went back to the Isle of Quel'Danas, and and the dailies there, the mobs die very quickly because you've got that one level boost on them, and you get that extra hit and all that stuff. So I am actually writing a leveling path as I'm going along.
Hunter?
Yes. This is on Stone Winds, the contest one. I might actually pay for a name change because I would never expect this character to have been that high. It would be funny if this character would be the one that goes that far.
You're not allowed to have a name change.
Oh no.
If you go to max,
yeah,
you've got to keep it as. You can't go change. Because then you're gonna jinx it. You go pay for a name change, you're gonna be dead.
Sure, okay.
So yeah, so you've got to keep it.
I think it's such a stupid name.
I know. Well, right? Hey, you chose it.
I didn't expect to go for it.
Carry it. That's right. You've still got how many levels? You've still got 37 levels. Still got
quite
levels.
A while to go. Yeah.
So basically, I'm just keeping it.
Trying to record where I've gone, and so that if this character dies, because odds are the character will, you know, die, then I can go back and just run through everything fairly quickly again. I've done the Isle of Quel'Danas, done the Shattrath dailies during the live stream. Actually went through exactly what I did. So there's a whole bunch of dailies that I don't think most irons do, mainly because it takes too long. Like, you have to fly here, fly high there, but it's still XP, and I'm not in a race, right?
Yeah.
Basically, you turn in all your Shattrath dailies, do your Plants vs. Zombies. Sunflowers versus Ghouls? I don't remember what it is called. But thank you to Stir. Stir sent me a photo of what the layout should look like, because I was using something that I found online, and it was hit or miss if I won that match. But with his, it's like it's easy win. So quick. Just doing Everlook, apparently, because I couldn't remember what it was. That's why I said ever. And doing the Cub quest, and then back to the Isle for the next day. And so I've been doing that every day. I did it last night when I was feeling okay, and I haven't done it technically for today's lockout.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it because I'm going to screw it up, and that's going to be it, right? So
I think you're allowed one day that you don't do it. I think we're all okay with that. After this, you get sleep. That's the main priority. Quel'Danas dailies. Do you remember how many dailies is up there, or how many stuff was up there when you went?
There's a good 9 or 10 of them.
Okay.
2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's at least 10. And then there's two from there that they send you back in that they set you back into Outland, And
yeah,
you combine those two with the other three, and actually the other three quests that you get from Shattrath, and then you can also get you can also do the throne of kill Jaeden, and that doesn't take very, very long either. There's also a escort quest. It's okay to do this one. In the Black Wind, you know, the part where you had to learn your flying and you were going to fight those birdmen, and you could only get there if you had flying. So it's up in there, right? So basically though, so there's like a handful of them that you can still do, and you can level up a lot faster than just doing the aisle ones. And and I feel that they are fairly safe. I'm not doing the Ogrela ones. I'm not even going near there, not even close, because of the dragon that killed my other guy. I don't care if I outlevel it, I'm not going there. There's just no way. There is a dragon around Bashir's Landing, but he's pretty far out that he's not an issue. So you just don't fly through it. Just fly up into it, get your stuff done, and come back out and go to Netherstorm. So there's a route that I do as well that I'm going to have in the dock that hopefully other folks can use. And like I've said before, I would like to get like a guide from folks that have run this before, and like would say, okay, well, the best route that they feel is XYZ, right? So we'll see.
I'm sure there's a lot of different ways.
Yeah,
you know, everyone's got different ways of doing things, and there's no right or wrong, but having, you know, as newer players, for a lot of us that haven't got to that level where we've got a, you know, where we've got a max level iron or a challenger, that all information, I think any information is fantastic. So the more information that we have, it gives us the ability to pick and choose what works for us. So I think it's a really good thing if you're going to do that, and I hope other people will do it too. That's wonderful.
So that was pretty much my week. And as we discussed on our last show, on not this last show, but on our other show, I haven't really gotten a chance to play normal WoW. It's actually been more this, because I'm fairly pumped up being able to get out of Outland, even though I'm still doing Outland. So I kind of feel like even though I am in Outland, I'm out of it because I'm past that range. So.
So what level are you?
73 now.
73. Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
I'm like,
oh, that's awesome.
9% from 74. I was a little bit bummed that I couldn't get 74 when I did it on the stream. So what did you do this week?
Okay, so I did actually sit down and play some of my challenge tunes. So I started with my baby blood elf. I'd made a Night Elf Hunter a while ago, Blood Leader for something different. And she was sitting, I was just slowly leveling her up because I'm still a bit with the Druid. Like the Druid's sitting about 35, maybe 36 on my Bloodthirsty. But I'm still not so happy. I still find it's a bit squishy, but of course with the hunter you can just go pew 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 pew, and you know, it just, the whole killing and looting, it's just mass killing and looting, which is wonderful at times. So I had her over in Loch Modan, and I went around and I killed all the rares, like what we were doing last night on our other tunes. You know, when we find Nip and and that. So I got some XP from that, and then I took her up to Wetlands. So she was level 19. I took her into Wetlands. I got that first flight path, you know, at that little encampment there.
Yeah.
And was killing the water elementals. And no, I went up to, you know, where the dwarfen dudes are near that cave, and you normally get the quest and you got to kill the guy in the cave. So I took her past the water elementals because the dwarfs were level 20. So I was killing the dwarfs, whereas the water elementals were more 20, 21. So I was killing the dwarfs, which really wasn't an issue anyway. And then as I finished killing all of them around that area, then I came back and started killing the water elementals along the lake and dinged level 20. So that was really cool. So I was happy about that. Went Oh, nice. And got my riding skill on her because she can get riding skill. Not like, anyway, doesn't matter. So I left her. So I pretty much kept killing stuff until I was out of the rested, you know. Okay. And then I took her over to Ironforge and got the riding skill and left her there. Oh, and chose the mount and decided, yep. I think I decided on the Jade Panther for her. She was going to ride the Jade Panther. It just seemed quite regal for a Night Elf hunter. So I always think about what mount, you know, because you can use any mount.
Yeah.
So now I kind of look at my two and I'm like, okay, what one's she going to have? Like last night, I ended up choosing, what did I choose? Not Atchiman's, Headless Horseman mount for my little warlock.
Because of the green fire. Yeah.
The green legs, because you know everyone wants green fiery legs, like hello. So that was good. So I was really happy about that. And then I, because it was Children's Week, and I went around and I did some Children's Week on my normal tunes, and then I thought, bugger it, I'm gonna do some Children's Week on my irons. So I took Iron Leiter, my gnome hunter. So I think she's about level 52. I could be wrong. 52, 53, something, whatever she is. Anyway, okay. I thought, well, I'm going to take her to Children's Week. And I did. So what did I do? I took her and did all. And it's really weird because I had to really think about Alliance. I am so used to doing Horde. You know, Horde orphans, that it's been a little while since I've done the Alliance one. So I started up on the path of, oh yeah, I need to go here. And I went, no, that's Horde. Cause normally, you know, Horde, you get the one from Orgrimmar, you go straight out into, Azshara, and then you start, you know, you go ride the rocket and then you go over to, what's his name? Not Stone Talon, where Thunderbluff is, and you know, go and do the Bane commemoration one, which always makes me sad. So I was like, oh, that's right, I've got to go to Westfall. So I take her over to Westfall, and you've got to go ride the chopper with your orphan. And it's good because you just have to click on jump into the chopper, you know, and of course I was like, get to that chopper. And so we jump in the chopper and off we go. And because you don't need to be in control of it, like the game takes control of the whole thing. But there is that point when you get thrown up into that tornado that all of a sudden my heart was like, am I going to have an issue with this? I don't remember. Like, you know, when you do the parachute one over in the gnome, you know, near Karanos, when you do that one and it shoots you up in the air and then as you're falling, and sometimes it has bugged out and you end up dead. But normally about, you know, like 10 feet before you hit the ground, the parachute comes out and you then land safely. But because I was thrown up in the air, I was like, is this going to be okay? And it was fine. But there was, you know, there was a few seconds of, am I okay? You know, because I thought, yeah, that'd be really good. Death by tornado. Excellent. I don't know how I would explain that one. I would be really upset. So I got through all that. That was cool. I decided I would pick a pet. By the time I finished, you know, doing all the Stormwind ones, which was cool. I'm just trying to remember which one I decided to go with, but I can't remember. So that was good. I ended up getting 8.5 bars.
Oh.
So
that's pretty good.
You know, so I didn't ding. I didn't have enough to do, like, there wasn't obviously enough for a full level. It wasn't that much. But still, I was like, okay, yeah, it would have been quicker just to go quest. But, you know, it was a bit of fun. It was easy enough to get to most of the flight paths. I didn't have an issue with that. So, you know, and some bonus XP for some discovery stuff. So I was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And then I decided, well, if I can do it on one of the smaller girls, maybe I'll take my bigger girl. So I went and got my level 62, 63, whatever she is, my Night Elf Hunter. And off we went. So I went to Stormwind, did all the Stormwind stuff first. And which then I knew exactly where I was going, and I was fine. I was like, okay, that's all good. And then I went to Shattrath.
Okay.
And that was good. It wasn't really an issue. And because she's got flying, I was like, well, if I don't have the flight pass, I'll just not fly too high, but not fly too low. And I'll fly around and, you know, I'll get my stuff. So I don't think I ended up dinging on her. There wasn't enough to get to, you know, a whole level from doing both of the orphans.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm far from dinging. So I was like, okay, well, you know, that's not too bad. And again, I think I took one flawless battle stone and one of the pets. So I was like, okay, that's fine. That's good. You know, I can make something that normally doesn't come in rare quality, instantly rare from the battle stone. So, you know, that's cool, which is mostly the Children's Week's pets only come as green or white. So, you know, you can't get them in rare unless you make them into a rare pet. And then, of course, the pets are cageable and sellable. So I thought, well, I might as well, for the other one, get another pet. Like, I think I chose legs. I don't think I had a spare leg. So I was like, okay, well, that's cool. I can keep that aside. I might be able to sell it later on. So, yeah, so that was good. So I was happy. I got some XP and I was doing the children's week, which I love to do, and it was good fun. It's just good fun. It's not difficult. It's not hard.
Thank you.
But it is remembering which way am I going, which faction am I on, make sure I don't go the wrong way. Oh, what's that?
Pork chops cut up with potatoes.
Oh.
What my wife made for me.
No. Isn't that lovely? Yep. Excellent. Well, so that's lovely of her.
So I'm going to be eating while we podcast.
Okay. Yay for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, so that was my week of playing Challenge Tunes. So I was quite impressed with myself. I managed to pay three. Nisi, I played three.
Wow. It's
not
10 though.
No, it's not in Nisi's league, but still, you know, I was pretty impressed with myself that I managed to play three. So, yeah. Anyway.
Sure.
Do you want to play a bumper while you're eating?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can find it. Here we go. Where is it? No. Is this one? Yes, this one. Here we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, we love that. All right. So we have got, well, Armory is updated.
Yep. So on what day was it? Wednesday?
Wednesday? Yes, I think so.
It was Wednesday. Wednesday, Blizzard released the new Armory, where it shows your characters and all this stuff. I like it. There's going to be house sounds. So if you're listening, we're recording with the kids around and all that. So, basically, it was a much needed refreshing of the page. I think it looks great. There's actually a lot of background high res photos. One second.
It's okay. He's not using his dad voice.
Oh yes, I am. He's jumping around, and you can hear boom, 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 boom. Like, what are you doing, man?
Okay. You didn't look like you were quite using the dad voice, so that's why I was like, "Oh, he's not using the dad voice."
I can mask it pretty. I can mask my face, nice. But I can get the voice out.
Nice. Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah.
So, but two big things that we noticed that we kind of use a little bit. It doesn't impact us on our website per se, but it does impact if folks want to check out other people. So generally when people would level up, they would go and look at their statistics and also look at their activity feed. And those did not make it to our new version or to the new WoW Armory version. We have access to that. So what I did is that I created a page that if you go on, I think it's most of the lists except for like the front page lists. There will be a little icon that looks like a pie chart. If you click on that, it will show a picture of the person's face, character name, realm, level, and then the last 50 of their activity feed and all of their statistics. So the info is still there for us to look at. You won't be able to plug in somebody else's name, but if you have an iron, we can still check that stuff out, and we can still have other people check out things come up that we miss, and it's like, oh, well, you know what? If you look at XYZ, well, we can see that this is actually not good, right? So we might want to change the code to look for certain things because we know that they would never have X or Y unless they did Z, where Z is not allowed. So it's just stuff like that. Like, I can't do everything, right? So I do kind of rely on everyone else to kind of keep an eye on everyone. I mean, for the most part, I think we do a good job at keeping up on stuff. But I think there's always room to be improved. So I have actually asked them if there is any plans on bringing that back in, and they said that that they can't talk about what's coming out in the future, but they do say that they're always looking to add and improve stuff. So it might come back in another form. But they can't say, because if they say yes, and then it ends up they can't do it anymore, then people are going to be mad, right? So I completely understand why they can't say. But a big thank you to the people on the Blizzard side that were helping me out with stuff about the changes, because I was like, huh, where is this and that? And so there was a few things I had to change on my end, but overall everything worked out okay. If you do notice anything weird, let me know.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, we have got a promo we want to play for Calm Before the Storm.
Yep.
So let's do that.
Yeah. Do we want to say anything or do we just want to go?
I was going to say, let's just play it because okay. Right. I think it speaks for itself.
Okay, cool.
Hey, this is Heather and Dave, organizers for our 5th annual event, Calm Before the Storm. This event means the world to us and the community. And for the last 4 years, none of this would be possible without you. Since 2013, when we began as World of Podcasts, every year we have been humbled by the kindness of people in this community.
On Thursday, November 2nd, we plan to return with World of Podcasts, our amazing fan art gallery featuring over 200 pieces of unique art, our meet and greet where content creators like Bajira, esports team like Method, and celebrity personalities like Malik Forte, Pamela Horton, and Michelle Morrow have mingled with fans.
Our Kickstarter is currently in full swing. We want to hit our stretch goals to get a larger space, which includes a Frog Pants and A-Move TV meetup, plus potentially some other stretch goal surprises.
Thank you for taking the time to check out our campaign and for your continued support. Help us kick off BlizzCon celebrations this year at Calm Before the Storm 2017. Party by fans, for fans. For more information, please visit kickstarter.calmbeforestorm.com.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right. And that is a really good a good thing to get behind, obviously. Seraphis and Heather Zia. Is
Zia.
Mental blank. Zia.
Zia.
Yeah. Yeah, they but are Heather, yeah. Awesome people. And you did Calm Before the Storm last year?
Well,
when you were
them.
There? You...
Well, yeah, I did them both years, but
okay.
This year I'm doing it again.
Yep. Which is good.
Yeah.
There's a lot. So if you can support that, awesome. Alrighty. Let's go into... did you want to mention news. Anything else? Site news, yeah.
Yeah, the only other thing I think I want to mention is that for Kickstarters and stuff, DitchCon is... I think they're still not at their goal. So they're like, I think 58%, 59%, or in the 60s. But they're fairly close, but they don't need as much compared to everyone else. So I wanted to give them a little bit of a shout out too. They do run a,
mm-hmm.
Basically a pre-BlizzCon party on Wednesday night. So if you're going... and if you want to even shoot them $10, please do so. You can find them at ditchcon.com, and I think from there you can get the Kickstarter and stuff. Or if you just want to support them overall, you can find them there. You don't even need to go. Bell, I'm sure, would thank you for it, for sure.
Yeah. Excellent.
The site news, I kind of talked about the... Armory changes, so
mm-hmm.
that was pretty much it. You want to do the next part, I guess?
Okay. All right. Well, we can go straight yeah. into the state this of the is, challenges.
Okay. So for the 24-hour live stream, this is why we don't script anything. Okay, because we jot note the crap out of everything, and then if you got to move it or cut, it's not a big deal, right? So.
Yeah.
Just like this, it's like, well, you know, I talked about stuff that I knew I was going to talk about after. This is how it goes, right? So,
yeah.
State of the challengers. I'm sorry.
State of the challenges. All right. So let's have a look.
Yes.
We've got the iron. So let's start off with. So Deidre Evan Drew hit 92, 73. Hit 99. Trickster, 101.
Nice.
Never Died, 101. And Baz Tarr is 101. Well done, guys. All right. So Margadon. Oh, no. Died. 103. Oh, Marg. Marg Rage hit 104. And Marg Link.
Oh, Blink.
Marg Link.
Blink.
Marg Blink. I was thinking. Yeah. So that's his mage.
Yep.
104. Expoithon, 104. And 8 hit 106. Oh, nice. Well done, everybody. Commiserations, Marg. Marg will have to start over. So what's it? Is Pally?
Mm-hmm.
Odin. That's his Pally. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All righty. You're taking the bloods? Or am I? You've got a mouthful of food.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
This is how we do it. Bloodthirsties. Charlie Mann. Is level 70. Wow. 73. Apparently he's level 73. No, he's actually level 39. I don't know where I came up with level 73 from. If you can see the notes, it clearly says 39.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the brain. Soul Shot at level 41. Oh, I know why level 73, because at the end I'll be up for 37 hours and you flip that at 73. That's the brain. It's, okay, anyways. Soul Shot is level 41. Calamoon is level 42. Soul Shield is level 45. Conjured Soul, level 47. Iron Man Path is level 50. Genetics is level 57. Bloody Check is level 58. Vadim is level 69. Bent Grinder is level 74. Congratulations.
Nice.
Nobody died. That's good.
Nobody died. Well done. Blood's going well. All right. So we've got the pacifist. So we've got Patchouli 5 hit 49. Is this Patchouli no professions? Do you remember?
I thought his no professions were in the 30s or 20s.
Okay.
I think they were lower.
Is he in the chat room?
He might be.
We'll see if he says. He was earlier. Anyway, Tuli, if you can let me know, I would like to know. Cool. Harry up. Hit 52. Marboid.
I don't know.
Patchouli 4 hit 58. Organ Grinder 62. Nathani, it's 69. My best no professions is 35. Okay. Tuli, thank you. High five. Oh, died. 71. Oh, no. Was that an actual, do you know, was it an actual death, or was it like too many kills?
No. If it was too many kills, I would say it's red flag. This is a death.
Flagged. Okay. That's a death. Oh, okay. I like this one. Snuffle Tips hit 72. Flower Child 80. And Ferelin 81.
Wow.
Yay. That is awesome. Oh, sorry, Hi-Fi.
Sorry,
I'm
Richter.
Well done, everyone else.
All right, so Tins, Richter wants to make beard babies with me because apparently my beard is.
Yeah, let's. You can do that after you wake up.
What?
Okay. Well, you need to sleep
right.
after we
okay.
do this. You
so,
need to go to a sleep.
Tin Man, Rogue Oster is level 48 and died once. Chris is level 56, hasn't died at all. Air of Frostfire is level 30, died three more times. Awayan is level 70, hasn't died yet. Baz Tarr, his hit level 84.
Hang on.
How is
Air of Frostfire level 30 after Chris at 56?
I'm going to say level 60.
Okay, thank you. I'm like...
Thank you.
That doesn't make sense. All right.
No
cool.
idea.
Okay.
I'm going to say 60 because that would make sense.
Yeah.
Bastard is level 84. Anabolic is level 85 with zero deaths.
Ooh.
Hold the the phone. 1 second.
Doing it live.
Yeah, I can hear him pee. He's going to pee with the door open. Okay. So if you can hear pee on the podcast, it's my son.
Okay.
This is what I live with. So, Anabolic is level 85, hadn't died once. Iron Sylvia is level 95. Trickster is level 101 with no deaths. I think nice. He's moved his character over to the Irons. Azylan is level 103, died four more times, and Zaya Monk is level 107.
Wow. Nice. Zaya. Well done. Okay.
Ryan says level 70 on the list. Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah. 70. But I think we're looking at Era Frostfire.
Era Frostfire. Yeah.
So the speed to 60, we actually have a change. We have a new number 5. So we still have number 1 is Fancy with 16 hours, 1 minute, and 46 seconds. So number 2 is Kvar Dek Dua. Number 3 is I Love a Dukin. Like, man. 4, Sankteta. And the new number 5 is Zaya Hunter with at 1 day. 11 hours, 16 minutes, 52 seconds. And he has bumped down Ani, A-A-N-I, to number 6 at 1 day, 11 hours, 32 minutes, and 16 seconds. So about beat him by about 16 seconds. 16 minutes, which is not a long time. Yeah, 16 so
minutes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so and from there on, number 7 is Shetelli, number 8 is Never Died Shaw, number 9 is Ironwood something. It's in Russian and Cyrillic. I can never remember what the heck it was, and I did this really quickly, and my brain's mush right now, so sorry.
It's okay.
And number 10 is Love and Peace. So that's that's the state of the challengers.
Okay, well, you know, I think it's really interesting that, you know, Fancy's still sitting on 16 hour, 1 minute. Like, that's a massive effort when you look at what we've got.
Sure.
Number 2 is 17 hours, 28 minutes. That's a lot of time. So I'm wondering how long it's going to take before, you know, someone breaks Fancy's record. It might be sitting there for
I think Kvar Dek Dua was really close. I know that there were things going on. Like, I don't want to say reasons why, but I think Kvar Dek Dua could have done it.
That'd be interesting to see, because I mean, it's a fair jump.
But I mean, then between two and three, you've also got to be able to put the time to be able to sit there and go right. And
I know.
And there's real life, man, right? So, and you don't want to punish your body that way. So, if you this is not an end all and be all thing. So if you don't think that your body can do it, it's not. Don't get anything from this.
There is no way. There is no way I would ever be able to do that. It amazes me to think 16 hours, 1 minute from 1 to 60. Well done. But everyone's done awesome. Even a day 21, Love and Peace. 1 day and 21 hours. There is no way I would do that. That is amazing. So well done, guys. Also, commiserations on those we lost. But well done to all the challengers. Yay! Yeah. Okay.
I'm a little bit.
Is that like a golf?
No. I didn't mean it like that. It's just I'm a little bit pissed off with outside.
Okay.
Noises like that's all right. Neighbors.
Oh, the neighbors have started. Of course. We're recording.
That kid recently just got his license back, and of course he's peeling out in our court and stuff. So it's more or less going to be a matter of time until, I'm more afraid that he's going to hurt someone. So
yeah. And the problem is they normally hurt someone else, not themselves.
Yes.
Which is not cool. Okay. Anyway, we're nearly done. We've got a few more things we need to get through. So, and you're still awake, so you're not like half passed out on this, which is good. Yeah. Excellent.
I think I saw Nisi was like saying, wait, Gupstone. I'm like, I'm not sleeping.
He was just chilling. He was just chilling. Wencha, you were just contemplating that lovely meal your wife made for you. Oh, you're still going.
That's
okay.
So good. Yeah, that's really good.
So good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it did, Nisi. It did look like he kind of noticed, but he was kind of like just back and... Yeah, no, when you went back in the chair and you kind of put your head down, you were probably like looking at...
I think I was looking at my phone.
Looking at the screen or the phone, yeah.
Yeah, I was on my phone. I was checking mail. Sorry.
Check.
No, I was. I was just in case.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You're still awake, which is good. You've got 11 minutes, 21 seconds, 20 seconds, 19. It's not far. All right, so how about we go on to chit chat? This is where everyone can ask us questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, warn people about the potential hazardous, disastrous quests, all of those crazy things.
Yeah.
Okay, did we have...
Put it in the wrong spot. Here, put it this there. There you go. Now go.
Oh, why? Where did I put it?
You put it beneath the chat room stuff.
Oh, okay. I was going to say this chat room stuff there. Do we need to add it? Okay. So we wanted to make a mention. Nisi had said in Discord, someone had mentioned about the Dark Moon Fair. Now, I'll talk about this because if you don't know, I kind of like Dark Moon Fair. I know. It's something different.
She's in love with it.
I love it. I know. I do love it. I do love going to Dark Moon Fair because you get tickets and it's just fun. But there's all good things that you can do. And as a challenger, you can certainly take your toon to Dark Moon Fair. The only things you can't have is don't get the Weebuff. The Weebuff is not allowed. So that's where you ride the carousel. No riding a carousel, no Weebuffs, okay? But you can do any of the quests that are there, which are normally your profession quests. So on most of my, especially on my irons, I would go over there to get my first aid, an extra 5 points in first aid is definitely good.
Right? I think you get experience.
Sorry?
You get experience for the profession quest. So you can get first aid. What?
No. No, it's just rep. And I think it's normally rep and
I was telling you that.
Rep and 5 points. But there is also the bag to get the Dark Moon Fair storage box, which is you can get the tokens and sell the tokens back. And you do get XP. I must admit, I didn't overly notice. Thanks, Fair. But yeah, it's certainly good. There are some that I probably wouldn't do. I normally just will go there, do the profession ones. I don't do every single quest because, you know, there is the canon one. As a pacifist, you don't want to do the whack-a-nole one because they count as kills.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do the whack-a-nole one. The canon one can be a bit dicey. So I would suggest don't do the canon one because if it fails, you will fall to normally to your death. I mean, if you're on a higher level tune, you might take some damage and not die, but on a smaller tune, on the canon one where you get shot up, sometimes it fails. And you go, splunk. So I've landed in the tree a couple of times.
Like the one where you have to get shot from the cannon and hit the bullseye that's in the water?
Yeah.
So you don't actually make it to the water?
dog gets shot up, and then just
nice.
As it gets up there, and then you just go, yeah, because you start soaring across, and then something, I don't know what happens, but something happens, and then you just go, and I've fallen into the tree a couple of times, but I've also fallen where there's been like nothing and ended up dead. So obviously not on a challenge tune. I've done this either on my priest or my warlock, but I would say be very careful with that one for sure.
That's why I skipped the canon quest in Swamp of Sorrows. Once I get to the canon quest, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's time to move on because I don't want to take that chance.
Yeah. Ferris Stella in the chat room says, I've had normals die on the cannon shot. Wow. And yes, you can drop before the water. Absolutely. I mean, the goal is to get across there and drop to hit the bullseye. If you hit it too early, you will land on the ground. And it's certainly not pretty. So, yeah, it's not good. And if you don't have like a goblin glider or some facilities, I mean, obviously as a hunter, you could probably, if you're lucky enough to hit disengage before you hit the ground, then that will normally be able to save you. But a lot of classes don't have, you know, those abilities, and you'll end up dead. So, you know, there's like anything, there are things you need to be careful of, but Darkmoon Fair within itself is not a bad place to go. I normally would only take my Bloodthirsty over there to get to use up one. I think I use up two quests to do the one to get over to Darkmoon Fair and one to get the ticket, to hand in the tickets, so then I can buy the storage box. So I think I use one or two quests out of my Bloodthirsty, but other than that, I try not to use too much more. Otherwise, if you're using it every month on the profession quest, then you're going to use up, you know, a quest every month on Darkmoon Fair. So it's one of those things that you've got to weigh up what you want to do. But on an iron, it's fine because the irons do questing. So and pacifists are okay with questing. Mm. So Darkmoon Fair's good, but it ends, well, for me, it'll be tonight. So tomorrow morning, I'd say for you guys. So if you need to get over there, then do it. If not, it's all good. Okay. What else have we got? Anything? No?
Rookster says you know you're gonna smack the ground the second your shot of the cannon if you have no wings.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can, yep. you need to take evasive action if you can.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yep, that's a good point, Star. Absolutely. If the wings don't show up, yeah, you're gonna drop like a brick.
Like a what?
So careful. Azzy says, did I miss the question about changing spec?
Nope.
We didn't have a question about changing spec. Azzy, sorry. There's nobody asked.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know. We can't answer it if it's not asked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. So, Stir's joke of the week. Stir, thank you very much. You sent this to Lita, yeah? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bought the world's worst thesaurus yesterday. Not only is it terrible, it's terrible.
It's terrible. Okay, thanks, sir.
So, yeah, I you know, I don't know. I just, come on, man.
What was your sussy? I didn't see one. I didn't see one from Azzy.
No, what, he didn't send, he gave us one during the stream, I think.
Okay. I didn't see it then.
So I want to say thank you to all of our Patreons. Thank you very much for your support, for helping us to try to get the website to be, like, our first goal is to have it self paid for. So at the $5 level, and you're gonna hear my other son go pee too. Fantastic. So you know, I don't know. There you go. So thank you to Azzy, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Cell D Dreven, Fair Gautrick, Calamoon, Lisan Pandora, Unamathil, Anonymous, and Zaya is our newest patron. Thank you very, very much for joining the group to help us to make the server self-supportive. It definitely helps. We're at 104 of the 200. Yeah, I think
under a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. So we're at $104 out of the 200 that we're going for, because this server costs $224, and if we can get to 200, well, I'll do the extra 24. It's fine. 200 is a nice round number. Hold on a second.
This is dead voice. There it is, people. And the dead face. That's the dead face. Yeah, thanks, everyone. That's wonderful, you guys. Patrons, thank you so much for helping out. Can't hear you.
3, 2, 1. That's what I was doing. We're actually 10 seconds over, and it's going to count down again. So we're now over the 24 hours.
Yeah.
Feels good. Feels good.
You made it.
Feels good. So this is what I was going to say. I wanted to speak a little bit about this, is that... okay, well, I've got a list. This is why... this is why I make the jot notes. Okay, so I wanted to put up what the schedule was, because overall we didn't really show a whole lot. Like I didn't really plan a ton of stuff, and I'm like, where is this graphic? I only see the graphic in the show notes. So this is how we're going to do it. We're going to go like this, and we're just going to drag it right on into the show. And this is how we do things live. Okay. So, boom, just like that. So you can see we actually had 7 hours of Overwatch playing. This is just roughly. Okay. About 2 hours of PUBG, about 2 hours, actually, I think that maybe a little bit more of doing my Iron Man dailies, 3 hours roughly, maybe a little bit more of doing mount runs and leveling with you, doing about 2 hours of mount farming. So I was going to world bosses and all that stuff. About 3 hours, I think closer to 4 hours of D&D. About a half hour, 45 minutes of apparently alt leveling, which I totally did not remember. And then, honestly, I don't remember doing it, so I, you know, my brain's mush. And about 2 hours of behind-the-scenes prep stuff for the show. And now we're doing the show. So that's about an hour. We are at the hour. So, you know, the final tally. So, I mean, our fundraiser technically goes for the entire year. But usually my wife and I, we don't raise after the actual walk, which is June 17th. I like to get all my stuff done now. So I won't be pushing it, I guess, as much as I have been. Because my goal was to raise up until the 24-hour live stream and peak at that. If anybody still wants to donate, I mean, I think I'm still going to keep the Twitch link in there, and it runs every half hour. You know, I'll be removing the banner and stuff like that. But I wanted to say that overall we are at, I just want to get a final, you know, number here. It's $3,050.67.
Wow. Wow. Well done.
Like,
that is awesome.
And from, last year we set a goal for $500 because, you know, and then we got to 1,065. This year we set the 1,000 and it was like, I don't think we're going to make this because $1,000 is a lot of money. I mean, people raise lots and lots and lots and lots of money, but still $1,000 is a lot. So don't look at me. My wife's looking at me. Get out of here. Let me do my talking. Holy jeez. I'm trying to talk. I can't talk in front of you. I can talk in front of everybody else. I can't talk in front of her. I can't. I just...
Why not?
Because you're my wife.
So...
Exactly. So
You know, we set the 1,000 not thinking we would get that, and we got it very, very quick. And to get to 2,000, I really wasn't sure we would get there, to be honest. And I can't believe we got there. And then somebody was trying to get another stretch goal, and I tried to lay a hint out there, but nobody really bit. I would love to be able, like, if Blizzard is watching right now or does listen, we made an extra 1,000 over the stretch goal. I would love if somebody at Blizzard could offer a Blizzard tour during BlizzCon, like, you know, how you can get, you know, the tour, you're not supposed to get them, but give it to somebody that has not gone. It will make their world. It blew my mind last year. It was a thing off my list of things to do. I think Nisi is right. The purple beard and being able to live stream it definitely played a big part in that. So I wanted, you know, I wanted to go over the list of everybody that actually donated. Where is this list, James Stone? Whatever. Well, you guys know my name is James. So, okay. So. We're just going to go in order of whatever I pulled in from Excel.
And there's a face.
So, I can't give the look and they know. So the... donation list is it's not going to be in any order. It's just in the order from Excel is Thule, Nikki, James Bury, Kayla, Leah, Hawkeye, Exocal, Lamoon, 112, Lita, LB, Chris, Dean, Burnsy, Zortz, Thule again. Why is he showing up here again? Well, no, because I wanted to talk about, anyways, so Moot, Goldilocks, Turwinkle, Ferristella, Tiber, Wick, Gidella, Zaya, Cinder, Luke, Iron Man Path, Chris, Alternative Chat, Grand Nagus, and Stir, and I'm just going to quickly double check. Yes, okay. Thank you all for your support with this. You certainly don't have to, and I and no, there was there's no tax incentives unless you live around here, right? So so to me it says, you know, you want to support this cause that does affect us, right? And I mean, it affects me, affects my family, so thank you very much. I wanted to say some special thank yous where the 24-hour stream and all of this could never have happened. First person is Bell from Podcast. I can't say why, but without her, this definitely would not have been anywhere near where we could have gone. So thank you very, very much. Celestalon, again, he is doing this on his own time. It's his own thing. It's not a Blizzard endorsement. It's him wanting to help us. And just, you know, saying yes to letting me come inside his house, dye my beard for me. I have no idea what to expect. Nice. No, yeah, and
we can't wait.
And being able to live stream it on Twitch, mm-hmm. that he agreed to, because
so
I'm
excited.
I was like, I'll stream it from Periscope on my phone. He's like, no. So he's all in. Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thule, I have a little note here. WTF, because I don't know how many times I can thank you. You are, you've done, if not half, more than half of what we've done here is you. You've helped us before from like last year with the website design and stuff, you know, it's just stuff like that. And Thule knows that I find it hard to ask people for money, because I would rather say, hey, I'm gonna raise money, I'm gonna do this. If you want to donate, great. If not, you know, fine. But I do not. I find it hard to ask, and Thule knows this, and he actually made me cry last year, and this year not gonna happen, see, my wife's like, what? No, I'm you know, so
I thought you were gonna cry right now giving this speech.
No, that's why I didn't want to do it, because you're watching, because you're gonna make me cry. Thule, thank you very, very much, because we definitely would not even be close to where we are at right now, for sure. I doubt we would even be at the $1,000 mark. I would have to check all this stuff out. Kim Berry. She actually works for ALS Canada. She connects me with basically all the supports that I need at home. So she's given me a like a scooter. She pushes all the stuff that I say I don't need, because in my head I'm like, I don't need to do this, but she's like, yes, you do. So she really helps out a lot. I held out on getting this scooter for a long time, and she was like, see, you do need it, and got it to me fairly quickly. So also Lita, Nisi, Russ, Tyler, Zortz, Azzy, Stir, for sitting in there in chat with me, keeping me awake, especially during the late night hours. Those were the rougher hours, when we were getting up into the dawn, because I have naps during the day, and that was one thing I was a little bit worried about, is that I can sleep during the day, and just because it's not night time or not, there's the dad look again. You know, it really did help me. So this is as much for you guys as it was for me to raise this. It's actually you guys. I want to also thank Sinistar, Thorn, Fist. I talked with her a lot about stuff behind the scenes, and they're from Lay. King Balls, my Minecraft boy, Epic Insanity, who is from Frozen Nerds, and that's co-hosted by Kill Hillroy, who was also with us. We also had Cole Bell. We also had Spanky. We had Cohonen from Torrent Think Tank, and we also had Turwink along as well. And another special thank you to Jules. I'm able to. It's funny. I can shoot her a question, and she answers me like really quick, and it could be about anything, and she is always helpful. For that, thank you very much. I don't think that we could be where we are without you as well. The Blizzard community overall, you've all been super, super supportive. My friends and family, so everyone around here, and my wife. So my wife puts up with a lot. Stop looking at me. My wife puts up with a lot of stuff that I can't deal with anymore, and it really bugs me. So, being able to like raise stuff like this, it actually does help a lot, because you know, there might be a time where we could get to a point that we could reverse what's wrong with me, and because I'm so slow, that we could build stuff back up and I could return to a normal way of life. That's why this to me is very, 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 very important. And without Carrie, you know, that this is not going to happen at all. So all of you, even if you didn't submit any cash, being able to support me and help us, this is all you two. Sincerely, it's all you two. So with that being said, we're gonna stop this stuff, and we're going to, I said I was going to, this dang book, okay, this this book, I've got this book. Okay.
All right.
I've got this book.
It's the book.
Okay.
It's the book.
I've got this book. This book is going out to, I said I would put in one ticket for each dollar that was donated plus every dollar that was donated through Patreon as well. Mm-hmm. So in total, I'm going to put up the tickets. Actually, I need to add 50 more tickets for Stir.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will do a draw. So I'm going to. How am I going to do this?
Right.
I'm going to put this over here, and then I'm going to go like this, and I'm going to add a screen capture.
Screen capture.
And we're going to go like this. Okay. And then we're going to go exclusive. There we go. Okay. So we have 3,282 tickets in total.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice.
So what I am going to do is I'm going to go to random. Actually, you know what? Lita, can you open up random.org?
Okay. Hang on, I gotta go find him. All right, so random.
Yep.
Random.org. Okay. Yep. Got it.
Okay, so go in there, and you'll see on the top right, you'll see a true random number generator.
Yep.
Okay, so the min should stay as 1. The max should change to 3282.
Okay. Hang on. Number lock will help. 3282. Okay. Yep.
And then generate.
Okay, generate. Result number is 745.
745. So I'm going to type this in.
745. So
the book is going to be going to Christine Bird. I'm going to tell you that. You know, congrats to her. I kind of have a feeling she's kind of one of these people that are going to be like, no, she's not really into this stuff, but she might want us to take it back. And I'm going to say, no. Christine Bird was a former coworker. She was a former boss of mine, like not a direct boss, but she was like a VP.
You know what? Give her the book and give her, have you got a spare trial?
If she played World of Warcraft.
Give her one of those as well.
Oh my God.
Give
goodness
her one,
gracious.
A trial. Give her the free trial and give her that as well.
Sure.
See.
Sure.
Yeah.
She is one of the most genuine people that I ever met, especially being higher up.
Good people is good people.
You don't get a lot of that. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So
I reckon she'll be playing an iron in 2 weeks.
So. Okay. Yes. That's it. I think Olive was saying that, I saw it in chat really quickly that the next 24-hour stream, we now have 23 hours, 38 minutes, and 50 seconds left to go. So here we go for another 24 hours.
No, you're going to bed. We're not doing another stream. You've already done over 24 hours. That's it. You need to sleep.
So
you've done very well.
I really hope your wife gets better.
Yeah. Hugs, Azzy. Yeah. We're thinking of you.
Our wrapping it up. Next show, okay, is Saturday, May the 20th. It will be next week. 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, whatever, daylight, it doesn't matter, which is Sunday, May the 21st, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is...
Mm-hmm.
Which is 1 a.m. Central European time. I don't know who's joining us next week. I haven't even thought about that yet. It could be no one. No idea. And thank you guests for joining us this week. It was, No, no. I see. That's my brain. I left it in there to say thank you again for helping me out. It's very much appreciated. Yeah. So, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, and I guess
awesome,
this part.
Awesome bunch of people.
I guess we don't need this part either.
No, but that's all right. That's okay.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, thank you to everyone who's been here and supported Stone. It's a wonderful cause, and I know he appreciates it, and he's my friend, so I appreciate it too. Okay, well, for the rest of the stuff, let's find out where you can find us. So for the website, for those that want to check out the website, we have wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can send an email to us. We do like getting emails. It is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We have a Twitter account because, you know, that's where we tweet from. That is @WowChallenges. We have a Discord server where we talk all sorts of fun things and stuff and stuff and stuff. Okay, it is tinyurl.com/WowChallengesDiscord. We also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WowChallenges. And don't forget, you can check out the YouTube channel, which is, you're looking for a WoW Challenges 1 on the YouTube. Yeah, yeah. Still no way to get rid of that? No? No?
I have a feeling that if I were to go and ask them, that they'd want me to pay. I have not asked them.
Okay.
But just...
Oh, well.
I just cut because they were selling gold runs, I think, and they were kind of use that as their platform. From what I remember back then, I can certainly put that on my list of things to do, but that drives me nuts. So.
Oh well, I mean the thing is, if you look up WoW Challenges, you will certainly find. You will certainly find a lot of places where you can find the show and find Stone, obviously. Don't forget that we do a live show every week on twitch.tv/WoW Challenges like we're doing right now. Once again, chat room is awesome for coming to see us. So yeah.
You can find me on Twitter @stonegrasp. It's... because I'm grasping your stones or something. I'm grasping your stone, your one stone, as well as co-hosting the Adventures in Azeroth podcast that we go live on Thursdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, which is 8 p.m. Australia Eastern. There we go.
That's right.
We co-host with Peter. I co-host with Peter.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, and you can find me on Twitter. I'm @LetaWow, which is LeetaWow. And I also do Behind the Avatar, as well as Adventures in Azeroth with Stone, which is a lot of fun. So big thanks, as always, to Mark Conan. I got to hang out with him last night as we were doing Overwatch. Terabad. Anyway, Mark Conan's awesome. He did our intro and we love it. So as always, thank you, Mark Conan. You can check him out. He is on Twitter @MarkConanWow. And as we have mentioned, he is one of the hosts of Torrent Think Tank and he does that with Jules. And we love them very, very much. They are awesome, awesome people. Other than that, I suppose challenges. Everybody, I hope you have a good week. Thank you, everyone, for supporting Stone. I think that's the main thing. You made it.
Yep.
You made it. Yay! Thanks to your family, too, for, to Carrie. for the support. And you've well earned your nap time. You can have a super, super big nap.
Yeah, the show won't be out until Sunday night. Guaranteed.
Nice. Yeah, that's okay. So you just have to wait. As he says, he's reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
Nope.
Oh, come on. Nope. That's funny. Nope. Yeah, Zorts and I thought it was funny.
Nope.
Well done. All right. Well, anything else you want to say? No.
No.
Yeah. No. Gold. It is gold. Thanks. It is gold. Well done, Azzy. And as always, thanks, everyone. All right. Well, that's the show. See you, everyone. Have a good week. Take it easy.
See ya.
Big hugs.
Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.